Arlington Cemetery, where it is said reverence and perfection meet. This past week, my ministry family and I took some time from our college and our school tours to go to Arlington Cemetery in Arlington, Virginia. We are always putting before our eyes the price paid for the freedom we, as a nation, enjoy. Arlington is the place where men and women in the hundreds of thousands who have made the ultimate sacrifice for you and me have been laid to rest. It is a place of remembrance of the price paid for the freedoms of every American. It is, without a shadow of a doubt, the most honorable place to be buried and the most sobering as well. It is the most hallowed of ground. It is a pantheon of heroes, a pantheon of tragedies, a place of civil worship, a place of honor to those that have paid the ultimate price with their lives and with their blood, which sealed the idea of the Republic. Arlington is also a place that reminds us of those who are still willing to defend the idea of a constitutional republic. Look upon the tomb of the unknown soldier, you see the respect from the living for the dead. In guarding that tomb, the military honors the dead by teaching others to live for what they died for. Did you know that before the guards were privileged to guard the tomb of the unknown soldier, that they had to first pass a high-level stringent test? They had to receive the tomb badge. Details are so minute that the burning off of frayed edges with a lighter and an 8-hour shoe shine elevates uniform preparations to a realm somewhere between art form and obsession.
How many hours have you spent on your shoes?
You think? Just for this alone, I probably spent about 8 hours, sir, so.
Mistakes on the uniforms are called gigs, and any measurement that is off, any piece of lint that is on the uniform, well, it's called a gig.
A gig on the uniform is basically any mistake, any measurement that's off, any piece of lint that's left on his uniform. This button's crooked, that's a gig. His keeper's off at, you know, a 64th of an inch, that's a gig. His medals aren't shiny, that's a gig. So we're just kind of double-checking his hard work and making sure, you know, everything he has is ready to go.
The guard must make sure before guarding the tomb of the unknown that everything that he has is ready to go. Again, attention to details is incredible. To, again, be off 1/64th of an inch is too much. The reason for this level of perfection is that these soldiers represent 315 million Americans. They are declaring America's gratitude not only to those that have lost their lives and their identities, but also to those who serve our country today. One soldier said, "I think we have the right to expect as close to perfection as possible." Remember again, friends, the motto, where reverence and perfection meet. When walking out into the public eye, it's a very solemn and intense thing to do, said one soldier. It is amazing to look at the tomb. It is amazing stuff these individuals died for, our country, our freedom, and our liberties.
You'll see old veterans that come here to observe the changing of the guard. When they leave, they're teary-eyed.
Why? Because they know the price paid. They saw their brothers die, magnifying the laws of our constitutional republic against crime both here and abroad. They saw the blood that was shed on foreign battlefields to ratify the American Constitution. One soldier even said that getting prepared is rigid. He explained that you couldn't go back and do it all over again once you make your showing. He said that they have to do it right the very first time. And before they appear before the people, they go through a laser-eyed inspection. 50 different aspects of their uniform are inspected before they can guard the tomb of the unknown soldier. They also know that once they achieve the absolute perfection and acceptance of their superiors, that if they do not hold up the standard of what is expected of them, their names can be removed from the wall. After the guards do a little mirror time, they head out for the guarding of the tomb of the unknown. They remember that the public will be watching. The guards are tested on their posture, their timing, and how they will hold their weapons. The men see every aspect of guarding the tomb of the unknown as an offering. The tomb guard's product is military precision. They are a part of the honor guard, which is the full labor of love these soldiers bring to the tomb. It is their present, their gift. And once they pass the ultimate test, they are then entrusted with the task that they all see as a sacred honor, a duty that reflects the standard that the entire company seeks to meet.
Revolutionary soldier, judge, legislator, educator, schoolmaster to America, none other than Noah Webster said, "The religion which has introduced civil liberty is the religion of Christ and his apostles. This is genuine Christianity, and to this we owe our free constitutions of government. The moral principles and precepts found in the scripture ought to form the basis of all of our civil constitutions and laws." He goes on, "All the evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Our citizens should early understand that the genuine source of correct Republican principles is the Bible, particularly the New Testament or the Christian religion."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, yesterday was Memorial Day. And we just kind of dissected that just a little bit. We deciphered through. And we brought honor to whom honor is due. And we also talked about some of the things that were questionable, which really wasn't pertinent to the conversation. It wasn't where I wanted to go with it, but we went there in part. And that didn't diminish the honor in which we held the men, which means a high esteem. We held them in high esteem. I'm talking about our veterans, friends. And we were making distinction between constitutional wars and unconstitutional wars and how we've been in a battle. This country's been at war 93% since its very conception. And a lot of that is unconstitutional, and it's not the Lord's wars. So it's up to the soldiers now and the American people to educate the soldiers as to what the Constitution says concerning the enumerated laws that they swear to uphold, because it's very similar to that of the politicians. And I don't want to blame the warriors for anything. And I'm talking about our veterans in any sense of the word, because it's Congress, the people's representative, that sent them. So that represents the American people and what it is that they tolerate. But aside all that, I also brought up the point that when I was doing radio in Minneapolis for 13 years with Salem Communications, I was broadcasting from Minneapolis, Chicago, and D.C., and I purposely broadcasted into all those cities because that's where the foreigner, criminal, sodomite Barack Obama was residing, and I wanted everybody to know what he was guilty of. And regardless of how much I showed the people how guilty he was concerning the 1,186 times that he desecrated, he stepped upon the blood, he trampled underfoot the blood of the covenant which keeps us free in the natural, the American people allowed him to continue on. And I guess somehow or another people call that gratitude. And it's not gratitude, it's a lack of gratitude. And going forward, when I was on that radio program, I was actually moved from KKMS AM 980 over to 1280 per the request of a brand new manager that they had brought in during that particular time. And during that time, I was
magnifying and giving people a knowledge of the transgressions of our said representatives through the law, Romans 3:20. And so, for some reason or another, this new manager just didn't like it, and I didn't personally care if he liked it or not. Like I've said 1,000 times on this program, I'm not going to ask the devil, nor do I ask the devil for permission to obey God. I understand the price paid for our freedoms in the natural and the spiritual in part, and I am going to live for what they died for. That's gratitude, 2 Corinthians 5:15. So after I got done doing my program, the manager comes in and he says, "Why are you disrespecting the office of the president?" And I was taken back quite a bit. I mean, it took me back in the sense of, are you really, truly this ignorant? Oh, and dude, and guys, I'm sorry, I'm talking youth talk there, forgive me. But it was interesting that this is a conservative manager. And conservative means to maintain, right? To be the salt of the earth, to stop the putrefaction, and uphold the law to maintain morality, right? That we might remain a free people. No, he was as ignorant as the rest of them, to say the least. As I've said as well, friends, the right is, you know, concerning how they always blame the left in this uniparty system. You do need to understand, I know by experience what I'm talking about when I say the left is what the fruit is that hangs on the branches of what you call the right today. And that's why we call them yesterday's liberals, because that's exactly what they are. They're not conservatives, friends. They're not conservatives at all. They're not maintaining morality. No, they're forfeiting it on a daily basis, as you see them do. As you see them do so. And so with that, I just looked at him and I said, "What do you mean I'm disrespecting the office of the president?" He said, "Well, you just keep calling him out for what he's done wrong. Aren't you complaining about him? Aren't all your radio show hosts on this station doing nothing but complaining about him and then cheerleading their favorite guy on the right side as if to suggest this isn't a uniparty system, as if to suggest it's not two wings to the same bird?" And I looked at him in just a little dismay, and I looked at him and I said, "You're the one disrespecting the office of the president by tolerating the crimes that he's committing. You're allowing him to remain in office while he desecrates the blood of those that sacrificed themselves to give him the privilege to be there in the first place." And I say that to 345 million people that continuously tolerate it even today. That's not gratitude, people. That's a lack of gratitude. You know, didn't Jesus say, "To whom much is forgiven," right? Too much is forgiven. Loves much. And his actions are going to speak a lot more and a lot louder than his words. Because it's the same Jesus we're talking about that said, "You honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me." Yesterday, what was America doing? They were partying it up, weren't they, for the most part? I mean, no disrespect whatsoever to the families of the fallen in any sense of the word. As a matter of fact, what I'm doing right now is respecting them and magnifying their honor by what it is that they did in sacrifice to themselves, giving us the freedoms that we have today. Because we understand that freedom was given unto us to do not what we want to do, but what we ought to do, because we're grateful for those that sacrifice themselves in giving us the liberties that we have. America, when I look around and I see what the American people tolerate, I'm just simply asking you a question. And the question is this: where's the gratitude? Where is the gratitude? Because we love to honor them, these men that have fallen, that fought off in third world countries, The very same spirit and the same characteristics of tyrants in third world countries that you're tolerating in your own backyard. Hey, folks, when they transgressed the first law long, long, long ago, that was your first clue that if you don't put a stop to it, what you're doing is you're adding strength for them to do it again and again and again and again. And Americans, out of gratitude, a lack of gratitude, forgive me, have done what? They have done just that. They have continuously allowed the corrupt to do the things that they do. And I want to say this too before we get going in the show. Correction is only seen as judgment to those who still love their sin.
I want to say that again. So don't call me and say, hey, Bradley, why are you being so condemning? Well, listen, if you're magnifying and you're living your life in such a way that honors the sacrifice, you should already all the well know that I'm not talking to you and that we're on the same page here. I'm talking to those that allow the things that they allow to take place in this country. Because as for me and my house, we're not going to tolerate it. And that's what we're going to talk about in just a moment. I'm going to give you some examples of the lack of gratitude taking place by the American people on a massive scale today. We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com. Francis Turretin said, effectual calling is an act of the grace of God in Christ by which he calls men dead in sin and lost in Adam through the preaching of the gospel and the power of the Holy Spirit to union with Christ and to salvation obtained in Him.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. BBSradio.com.
A signer of the Declaration of Independence, a diplomat, governor of Virginia, secretary of state, and the third president of the United States of America. The doctrines of Jesus are simple and tend all to the happiness of man. The practice of morality being necessary for the well-being of society, he, God, has taken care to impress its precepts so indelibly on our hearts that they shall not be effaced by the subtleties of our brain. We all agree in the obligation of the moral principles of Jesus, and nowhere will they be found delivered in greater purity than in his discourses. I am a Christian in the only sense in which he wished anyone to be, sincerely attached to his doctrines in preferences to all others. Thomas Jefferson stated, I am a real Christian, that is to say, a disciple of the doctrines of Jesus Christ.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. Pro or con, matters not. 281-845-4704. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of that social media platform. Also, 8 to 10 articles given every day from contributors across the country. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, subscribe, and or BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of that site as well. One more time, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ. Now, we're talking about a lack of gratitude because the American people, somehow or another, have deceived themselves into believing that it's gratitude to honor lip service to the fallen soldiers, regardless if they lived for what they died for or not. That is not honor. That is dishonor.
Let me tell you how you honor the office. You don't tolerate crimes. You don't tolerate crimes just like they didn't tolerate crimes concerning the wars that they fought on our behalf. You don't allow them to transgress our law, what keeps us free if obeyed. Read Ephesians 2, 8 through 10 when you get a moment, okay? And furthermore, you don't allow corruption to reside in the halls of government, no more than the church does, out of gratitude for the sacrifice of Christ first and foremost. We are not to tolerate the crimes of those in the halls of government, no more than we are the heretical teachings of the hirelings in the pulpits. John 10, 12. So again, I want to make clear that you all understand what we're talking about. One of the things that we've been hearing about a lot over the last, 100 years, literally, since 1911. I've got information going back to 1911, so we're over that 100-year mark, about 115 years now, where they've been trying to push this global warming hoax. And we see it continue on today. Now, all of a sudden, it's completely dropped off. And I'm saying that for the purpose that these AI data centers are coming out. Now they're being completely exposed, but they don't need the climate change anymore, the hoax, because now they're pushing this. Well, now they're losing the battle on that front, and they're putting a halt to the AI data centers, and rightfully so, Americans look to China. And what they're doing is trying to resort back now to the climate hoax, which is a hoax. Okay, the Lord said that he is going to sustain from the beginning to the very end of who it is concerning that will reside upon this earth. In other words, we're not going anywhere. Mankind is not going anywhere because of climate change. It's all made up. You know, folks, that they're trying to tax cows for having the vapors. I don't mean to be grotesque, but for farting, I'm not kidding. That's how sick these people are that the people on a worldwide basis tolerate. And again, that is a lack of gratitude. I want to show you what a lack of gratitude looks like, and I want to show you what gratitude looks like at the same time. I'm going to show you a clip that never gets old. It's the former Weather Channel founder John Coleman confronting CNN, who is trying to push the climate hoax. Check this out.
Thank you for being here.
It's nice to be on CNN. Hello to all your viewers. I resent you calling me a denier. That is a word meant to put me down. I'm a skeptic about climate change, and I want to make it darn clear, Mr. Kenney's not a scientist. I am. He's the CEO of the Weather Channel now. I was the founder of the Weather Channel, not the co-founder.
And I'm glad you did, because I am addicted to the Weather Channel. I watch
a
lot of cable news.
Now, hold on just a minute. I'm not done. And CNN has taken a very strong position on global warming that it is a consensus. Well, there is no consensus in science. Science isn't a vote. Science is about facts. And if you get down to the hard, cold facts, there's no question about it. Climate change is not happening. There is no significant man-made global warming now. There hasn't been any in the past, and there's no reason to expect any in the future. There's a whole lot of baloney, and yes, it has become a big political point of the Democratic Party and part of their platform, and I regret it's become political instead of scientific, but the science is on my side.
I don't think we're going to come to a conclusion about the topic right here. What I do wonder, though, is when you see...
I know we're not, because you wouldn't allow it to happen on CNN, but I'm happy that I got on the air and got a chance to talk to your viewers. Hello, everybody.
Okay,
so folks, you check this out. So there's an American right there. There's a man that loves his people enough to tell him the truth about the lies that are propped up, and he is not going to tolerate them. I wonder if this man even calls himself a Christian. And yet what's even more shameful than all of that on the behalf of those that do profess, they say nothing. They say nothing. But yet here is a heathen man, I'm suspecting, and I'm assuming because of his background, and maybe I shouldn't assume, and maybe I'm wrong, and I would be more than happy to stand corrected if I was wrong. But what's sad about this is when Christians should protest, they remain silent. And that only shows you the cowardice of men. And that is a lack of gratitude. I want to go over to Ecclesiastes 1:4 really quick. It says, one generation passeth away, and another generation cometh, but the earth abideth forever. ever. It abides forever. So now, all of you that call yourself believers, can I ask you a question? Is the Word of God infallible? Does the Bible tell us that the Lord is not a man that he can lie? Does the Lord say that the generations are going to pass and then another one's going to come, and that the earth abideth forever, and that the sun ariseth and the sun goes down and it's going to continue on until the Lord says no more? Is that what the Word of God says? If that's what the Word of God says, then why don't you believe it? And what I'm talking about in the sense of believe is a verb, an action word. And if you believe it, why are you not protesting these people that are trying to tax you and your posterity to death? In other words, enslave you. I'm asking the question, is that gratitude or is that a lack of gratitude? You're going to have to answer the question, okay? We're seeing a lot more people die, friends, concerning what's going on with the shot. We're seeing it on a daily basis. And I want to show you something here, because they're still playing the game, folks, that somehow or another Fauci's guilty, and now he's being called out by CIA whistleblowers. And
96.
Yes, I have all the videos, I have all the audios, and we've heard it over and over and over again from this uniparty system how guilty he is, but yet there's no justice. You know when there's going to be justice upon the likes of a madman like Anthony Fauci? Like the heads of the CDC, like the heads of the NIH, Anthony Fauci again, the heads of the WHO. You know when that's going to happen? When the people rise up and demand justice. That's when it's going to happen. You can go ahead and mark the words of history, friends, because they will attest and affirm and confirm what I'm telling you right now. It's when the people come together and demand justice upon the heads of these people. I want to show you this, and I want to ask you again after I show this to you, is this gratitude or is this a lack of gratitude? Because we've known that since 1996, and it goes back way before that, friends, way before that. We've had so many whistleblowers, friends, everybody's deaf with all the whistles blowing. But again, the American people, what do? Out of a lack of gratitude? Absolutely nothing. Check this out.
I am here primarily today to make a public confession.
Her name is Linda Pino.
In the spring of 1987, as a physician, I denied a man a necessary operation that would have saved his life, and thus...
Oh, gosh. This is going to be all about how messed up our medical institutions are.
It's cost his death. No person and no group has held me accountable for this, because, in fact, what I did was I saved a company $500,000 for this.
She let a man die.
And furthermore, this particular act secured my reputation as a good medical director.
She was considered good for murdering a man.
In the healthcare field. I went from making a few $100s a week as a medical reviewer to an escalating six-figure income as a physician executive. In all my work,
she
was
promoting
primary duty, and that was to
she was promoted by the medical industry for murdering a man that saved them $500,000.
Imagine becoming a medical professional to help people, and this is what happens.
And I was told repeatedly that I was not denying care. I was simply denying payment. Let me explain to you the ways that I was a good medical director.
Listen.
I was regularly consulted by marketing on ways to change expensive benefits.
Yep.
Or change the language to give
insurance
me
loopholes
to make denials when requests came. I turned pre-existing exclusions into a game, and as I tried to connect almost any prior medical complaint or visit as a reason to deny payment. What kind of system have we created when a physician can receive a lucrative income for adding to the suffering of patients? I became a physician to care for, not bring harm to my patients.
Sounds like her career took her the opposite direction. And yep. This is the problem with our medical institutions.
Exactly, friends. So what we have is a said nurse here doing the wrong thing, murdering an innocent man by withholding medical care that saved the medical industry $500,000. And because of it, the money was involved using an insurance scale. And because she began to follow the scale and disregard the life and her own oath, she was promoted as a good doctor, a good nurse. Isaiah 5:20 comes to my place. Folks, again, another whistleblower. I hear her loud and clear. Do you? We'll be right back.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
John Dickinson stated, "All artful rulers who strive to extend their power beyond its just limits endeavor to give their attempts as much resemblance or semblance of legality as possible." And when we look to Ephesians 4:14, we can see exactly where John Dickinson extracted the light from that exposes the darkness when making his point. "That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive."
Hi, this is Dan Pillow of TaxHelpOnline.com. You know, our Christian heritage is under attack from every direction, so it's never been more important for Christians to understand our heritage and the truth about American history. I can't think of a better place to get this important knowledge than from Bradley Dean. The Sons of Liberty radio show and sonsofliberty.com bring you the important lessons of history that the left is working to scrub out of existence. Bradley knows American history and he knows the Bible. Tune into Bradley's powerful and informative radio show and you too will understand the importance of America's true Christian heritage.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
We should be inexcusable to God, to our posterity, to the whole world, if we hesitated a single moment in asserting our right and repelling the attacks of lawless power. Reverend Peter Thacker. President Theodore Roosevelt said, "To announce that there must be no criticism of the president, or that we are to stand by the president, right or wrong, is not only unpatriotic and servile, but it is morally treasonable to the American public. Nothing but the truth should be spoken about him or anyone else. But it is even more important to tell the truth, pleasant or unpleasant, about him than about anyone else."
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty.
Woo!
Hey, folks, sorry about the irregular jocularities. But the point is it's a pretty serious topic in which we're talking about, and I'm going to stay there. But it doesn't mean, you know what? We're not living and breathing here, right? Amos 5:15, listen carefully, Christians. Hate the evil. Hate the evil. Also go to Psalm 97. You'll find the same thing there. And love the good. And if we hate evil and love the good, we're going to establish judgment in the gate, it says. It may be that the Lord God of hosts will be gracious unto the remnant of Joseph. Yes, that's where mercy is. To those that keep the commandments of the Lord, he promises mercy to them and to his children. Did you know that? Did you also know that he gives you every place that your foot trods upon, like he did Caleb and Joshua, because they wholly followed him? Yeah, Bradley, that's Old Testament. Yeah, people, you need to read your Bible again. Okay, because we see it continuously. The promises of Christ Jesus are yes and amen, period. We're promised the victory, folks, all the more in grace. My goodness. Folks, I'm going to go ahead and take our friend Craig. Craig from Michigan, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley, I'd like to touch up on a couple of points that you expressed earlier. As for that healthcare executive murdering a patient, we're told that the system we have now, that we've had most of our lives, that's the best we can have.
Right.
And it's all goes all the way back to the Fletcher Report.
Maybe that's why, Craig, maybe that's why they call themselves our big brother. I didn't know that they were our big brother, and I didn't know that our God-given and inerrant rights were given unto us by our big brother. I thought they were a representative limited government, and they operate through delegation from we the mm-hmm. people. What are your thoughts?
It's as if that system that you would say is actually a myth, but that we're actually to submit to them.
Yes.
Per Romans 13.
Yes.
And then, as for the climate change, we're also told that this is actually due to a space anomaly, Black Star,
yeah.
Per Weston Warren. Have you heard of him?
Maybe. Help me recollect.
He reports on this every once in a while with these Earth changes. He reports on this through Greg Hunter, USA Watchdog.
Okay.
I thought maybe you might be familiar with Greg Hunter as well.
Yeah, no, I'm not. Sorry, guy. Yeah. I'll give you the last word, Greg. It's all yours.
That, I guess, just a lot, have a...
Was that it?
Yeah.
Okay, no, hey, guy, I love when you call, my friend. I love when you call in. I appreciate you. Keep going on with your bad self.
You bring out a lot of stuff.
Yeah?
That's why I listen.
Amen. Well, I appreciate that, my friend. And listen, we can do this together, right, Craig? I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, but we have to come together. Hey, folks, us uniting under the banner of Christianity is going to expose our enemies. Those that are ruled by law. Remember, the Lord said the first thing that he does when he comes to bless us is to turn us from our lawlessness. And I'm talking about Jesus. Okay? And I'm talking about Jesus. And what does grace do? It empowers us, right, to live in the Spirit. That's what it does. It's not there to be used to live the way that we want to live. No, it's the way that we ought to live, out of gratitude towards the Christ who died for us on the cross. So let's continue on. I wanted to show this one to you, too. I thought this might get somebody's blood boiling. But we're seeing more and more and more and more of this all over the country. And again, rest assured, friends, they are bringing these individuals in, and they're planting these individuals. And you can go ahead and cross-check me, because sooner or later this is going to come out as well, and much of it already has. But you have a lot of foreigners that are coming into America that are not American. They've never come here to assimilate. And I'm not just talking about Muslims. I'm also talking about those from the Eastern countries as well. And they're showing disrespect for us at every given step. Matter of fact, I even, going back to the colleges, I have a meme from college students from all over the world that are doing their best in California to remove the American flag from their college. And so is that the respect that you're showing for those that fell, friends? Those coffins that were draped with the American flag, the American cause, and I'm talking about a righteous cause, not a political cause in the sense of unrighteousness and getting caught up into the game? Is that gratitude on the behalf of the American people to allow foreigners to come here and disrespect our country that are not here to assimilate? No, they need to be deported, right? So what you have to ask yourself, friends, and again, it's a sign of judgment, Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. Go down to the end of the chapter. Go to 63 as well. Go to 68 as well. And then look at what these foreigners are appointed to do, because you're seeing just a little bit of this, friends. The camel's nose is inside of the tent. And I also want to say on the other side of that, friends, don't act like this is a Trojan horse, because you see it being played out right before your eyes all over the country, and they're beginning to amass themselves against who we are as a people. Now, some will say, well, Bradley, that's creating insurrection. No, I didn't say anything about insurrection. I didn't say anything about doing anything unlawfully. I'm just telling you, friends, and by the way, I'm not the bad guy. I'm the good guy. Okay, for holding to the law that exposes these people for what they're doing in a lawless fashion, that means that they're the workers of insurrection, not me. That's like saying Elijah, the holy prophet of God, I'm likening unto, okay, in 1 Kings 18, that somehow or another, he was perverting the land of Israel during that particular time when he went up on Mount Carmel to expose all of the false prophets. No. The Lord showed himself strong on his behalf by sending the fire, not the other way around. It was the majority that was wrong, and it was the minority that was won. But do you remember what Ahab called him, people? Do you remember what Ahab, the corrupt king, the Bill Clinton of the day, called that holy prophet of God? Dangerous business, and I'm sure Ahab knows now. But isn't it interesting that he called him the troubler of Israel? He was the troubler for holding to the God of his fathers and exposing them and who they were serving concerning Baal. Let's get this straight, people. No. I'm not busy creating domestic insurrection. I'm calling forth, hey, friends, according to the Constitution, we should be calling forth the militia. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16 to put down what? Invasion and domestic insurrection that the mainstream media and corrupt politicians are using over and over again. What have the American people been accustomed to? Oh, sit down. You don't want to be called names. Let them create another unconstitutional federal agency. Let them arm 87 of them against the American people so they can assail you and suppress you at any given time. And yet somehow or another, our laws and our Constitution, which the forefathers established, somehow or another must be wrong, because the majority is not going along with what they taught us through their example, Hebrews 13:7. You got it backwards, people. Once again, you got it backwards. What you're tolerating, and by the way, you're paying for it. What you're tolerating is you are actually paying for your own demise. That's exactly what you're paying for. Let me show you this really quick. This is in Sacramento County in California, and I want you to see this. This is a foreigner showing disrespect to the American flag. It's the same thing you're seeing from the Muslims in office. You're seeing this all over the country, friends. Do you see this? On social media platforms, friends, you have foreigners from Eastern countries. And don't forget the fact that you got 8 to 9 million CCP Chinese communists in your country that were not mandated to take the shots. And again, you better understand, and I think common sense comes into play as to what's being rolled out in your country right now. And it's being rolled out in your country right now because of a lack of gratitude by what you tolerate. You guys remember the other day? I brought up a quote by Thomas Massie, and I just got so much heat. It got some serious things coming out against Trump right now. Another accuser has come forward and said that she has video of Donald Trump that will cause him to resign. So she's Donald's not being extorted by Mylakowski alone, and the rest of the 93% aren't being extorted by Mylakowski alone. No, now they're being exposed by women because the mainstream media refuses to hold these pedophiles accountable for their crimes. I just want to make clear. You all understand that, right? Yeah. Remember I showed this to you, and I'll read it to you, affiliates? It's a picture of Donald Trump taking questions from reporters, and it says, Thomas Massie is a terrible congressman. Yeah, because he's exposing Trump. He said he voted against men in women's sports. He voted against transgenders for everybody. Remember, nobody advocated transgenderism, as they call it, which the Lord condemns in Deuteronomy 22, verse 5. Nobody advocated that more in his pageantries than Donald Trump did. Donald Trump also called himself the gayest president in American history. He tweeted it. Cross-check everything I'm telling you. So he's advocating what the Lord condemns, and he's saying Thomas Massie, for standing on the side of the law, condemning what Trump is advocating for, Trump is calling him a terrible congressman. Trump even said the mutilation of your children. He voted against open borders. Wait a second. Did Donald Trump just blurt out the truth in his confusion? Of course he did. Of course he did. Well, some will say, Bradley, that was outlandish what you said. No, I didn't say it. Remember? It's what I love about this show. I didn't say it. He did, and I'm going to play it for you on the other side, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hello, folks. This is Judah, son of Bradley Dean. I'm sure you've heard of people talking about making a difference, or maybe even thought the same thing yourself. Well, I can tell you from firsthand experience, traveling the nation and growing up with my dad and family, doing high school assemblies, churches, colleges, and universities, that the Sons of Liberty does just that, make a difference. Traveling across the nation and doing events, I can't tell you how many people's eyes have been opened to the truth of America's founding and Christian values, to see the youth of America's hope for the nation restored and know that they have a future. Or even just having that person come up and tell you what a difference the Sons of Liberty has made in their lives and how they drew courage from our example to now take a stand themselves. We bring you hard rock hitting truth of the daily issues of America with a biblical and constitutional resolve, along with weighing out every issue on those two pillars. If you're tired of hearing people's lip service or playing the paper tiger but tuck tail and run when it's time to act, then come join us at the Sons of Liberty, where we preach the truth, make a difference, and put actions to our words. Consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty to help support us and join our mission to restore America back to where she was founded.
BBSradio.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Listen to me carefully, being a faithful witness. Even now, the raging waters of God's wrath are furiously pounding against the dam of his mercy. And one of these days, remember the Lord said he comes as a thief in the night. One of these days, the dam of God's mercy will give way to God's judgment. And America is daring the justice of God by what they tolerate. I'm going to go ahead and take our friend Margie from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you?
Hi, Bradley. Can you hear me okay? I'm driving.
I can hear you okay.
Okay. So Trump just brought in 10,000 South Africans.
Yep.
And MAGA's cheering it on because guess what? They're white.
Right.
I think that's okay.
Yep. Talking about racist, huh?
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing how that works for them when they do the opposite? It's like the courts. It's like they say lines between church and state until it works for them. A bunch of hypocrites.
Exactly.
And it shows you the hypocrisy of the American people. Yep. I'm aware. Yep.
Well, that's all I wanted to tell
okay.
you, my friend. And, of course, you already knew.
Thank you. Well, no, I don't know everything, and that's why I'm here. We're all learning, right? But I appreciate the phone call. I want to get back to this because people got on me the other day and saying, Bradley, you know, I just can't even believe you. You'd even say that Donald Trump said anything like that. And it's like, where have you been? I mean, these people purposely stick their head in the sand and act like it has nothing to do with them and their posterity. They praise their oppressors to their own destruction. They wonder why the vilest men are exalted. Psalm 12:8. Well, look who's been promoted, and they were the ones that promoted it. And yet they believe somehow or another they're Christians. No, they're not. No, they're not. It's a lack of Christianity. I just highlighted the fact that old Donnie here, being exposed by Thomas Massie, or at least we're led to believe so, he's a terrible congressman. And then what made him bad, speaking of Thomas Massie, say of Donald Trump, is that he voted against men in sports. Wait a second. Then let me ask you something, America. Who was advocating men in women's sports? Donald Trump was. He's been doing it for a long time. Then he said of Massie, he voted against transgender for everybody. So who's been advocating what they call transgender, which the Lord condemns? Donald Trump. Then he said, the mutilation of your children. Oh, so now we know where this is coming from. As I say, friends, that wicked fruit doesn't fall too far from the wicked tree, does it? And then he said he voted against open borders. You just heard what our friend Margie said. He just brought in 10,000 white Africans. Yeah. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? I know his worshipers, idolaters, Acts 12:22, they don't want to hear this, but I'm going to tell you again, and oh, this one's going to hurt. If you go to none other than Judicial Watch's page, Tom Fenton's page, he was the only one that told the truth during the time of Donald Trump's rise in 2016-17. Well, Donald was selling to everybody he's going to put up the borders and it's only going to cost us $4 million. And then it went to $25 million. And then it went from the Mexican are going to pay for it to now we're going to pay for it. And then the Mexican people are going to pay us back. It was all a lie. During that time, Tom Fenton's organization reported that Donald Trump tripled the support of Muslim organizations in America over that of Barack Obama. Cross-check me. Cross-check me. I want you to cross-check me. I want you to prove me wrong. But let me go back to this because I want you to hear it for yourself. And by the way, if you want to go ahead and leave, drop an apology, that's okay. If not, yeah, we know what this is all about. You know, you're one of those people that see no evil and you hear no evil. Well, let me tell you, when you do that, rest assured evil is coming to your front door. Amos 6:3. And it's exactly what's happening. It's exactly what's happening. That's all they did is put Donald there, put you back to sleep. Again, they didn't want you to see all the legitimate candidates that were there, 1,100 of them, didn't see nor hear none of them. They only offered you up to, in both sides, friends, in both wings to this bird, are a part of this uniparty system working for the same people. Now, let me go ahead and play this for you because, like I said, you can go ahead and apologize if you want to, but listen to Donald Trump say it for himself.
Thomas Massie's a terrible congressman. He's been a terrible congressman from day one. Dealing with him is just a horrible. I don't think he's a Republican. I think he's actually a Democrat.
I don't think he's a Republican. I think he's a Democrat. Now, look what he's trying to do here, friends.
He's not a libertarian. You know, sometimes they say he's really a Democrat. He votes against us all the time. He voted against the border wall. He voted against men playing in women's sports. He voted against...
So what he's doing right now is blurting the truth out in his confusion. He just said he voted against men playing in women's sports.
Transgender for everybody. The mutilization of your children. He voted against...
He's saying he voted against it, friends. Donald Trump, who sold himself as a Christian to you, friends, is doing the biddings of the devil here. He's telling you exactly who's responsible for these agendas that they're trying to push down on your children. He is. Under the guise of being the good guy. Under the guise of one of the ministers that is transformed into the, the angel of light. He's telling you he's responsible for the responsible party for advocating these crimes against humanity. He's advocating what the Lord calls an abomination. And you believe he's a Christian?
Again, open borders. We have the best border we've ever had right now. Nobody's coming in. I mean, a report just came out in the last 11 months. Literally nobody has been allowed into our country illegally. We're taking people legally. They go through a process. But nobody's come into our country. But we've taken out hundreds of thousands of people. We had 11,888 murders. Many of these murders allowed into our country from prisons. They were in prisons. Many of these people killed more than one. More than 50% killed more than one person. This was gross malfeasance. This was on behalf of the Biden administration. I don't know, Biden.
Yeah, here we go. So they're going to start blaming each other again. But I think what needs to be begged here, I want to show you something here. Hey, I want you to see while he's allegedly condemning this. Again, you need to see this for yourself. While he's acting as an advocate to the American people, what you need to see is what he was doing the night that he left after his first criminal tenure. And for some reason, it's trying to cover it up right now. But it's basically highlighting the fact that Trump granted clemency. I'll show you here. It's the Washington Post. Trump grants clemency to 143 people in late night. And folks, the people that he granted clemency to were high-profile criminals. Remember just 6 months ago, he went after the president of Venezuela. Somehow or another, he can use our military to go unseat him and to capture him and then call him a drug dealer. But simultaneously, the Honduran president was supposed to sit in prison for 42 months for trafficking tons of cocaine. Donald Trump grants clemency to the man that was busted trafficking cocaine in America, and then he goes and he grabs the guy from Venezuela. So again, it's sleight of hand. He doesn't want you to pay attention to the fact that he's doing the opposite of what he says. And again, friends, I want to say this so y'all understand. It's not the problem that I have with Donald Trump. It's the problem that Donald Trump has with me. Because I take it totally personal. Because Donald Trump is not America, and America is not Donald Trump. Because you all the well know Donald Trump is not the one calling the shots. Now, I want to show you what gratitude looks like, and I want you to see what it sounds like. And I'm sorry, some of the words that he may say, they're kind of vulgar, at least to me they are. But I do have to show you what gratitude looks like. I want to show you what real representatives look like and how they act. This is in Murfreesboro in Tennessee. Listen carefully. If I can get it to go ahead and play, Facebook's been playing this game with me. Listen.
American way. These damn bills that come out here all the damn time come out here in the last second, and I got to try to figure out how to vote for my people. How ashamed of are you?
He's looking at all the said representative to be ashamed of themselves for allowing it to happen.
Every year we give power to one person. It was not made that way in the Constitution. He was around when it was written. Now we give it. We pass rules that stop each one of us. Enough!
It's a tall old tree and the strong.
Let my people go!
Listen to what he says. He says,
God, they sent me here to vote for him.
He's complaining about the fact that they're just driving roughshod over the top of the said representatives. and he's calling them out for who they are and what it is that they're doing. That's called gratitude, Americans. And gratitude goes a lot further than just honoring the fallen on Memorial Day. We live for what they died for every day of the week. John 15.